Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, we do it each and every week. Let's spend some time with the voice of our Atlanta United, Mike Conte. And Conte, first, let's start talking about what we saw last week. George Bello scores his first goal. It was a great outing for our squad. And, you know, we get a victory. Obviously, the supporter shield is very important to us still. We heard that from Darren Eales. But what was your assessment of the game last week?
Good, solid win. Came at a high price, obviously, with Almirone getting hurt, which you don't like to see. It sounds like it's not a major, major injury, but it could be something that could keep him out for at least the next match, if not more. But, yeah, really cool to see 16-year-old George Bello. He's probably not going to score a lot of goals in his career because that's not what he's out there to do. But for him to take advantage of the opportunity and to somehow beat the goalkeeper between the near post and the keeper, which is a goal you almost never see in soccer, really, really neat to see. Thought he played mostly mistake-free soccer. I think he earned another start. I think he'll get a chance to start again in a week and a half when Chicago Fire comes to town. And then you have Greg Garza re-entering the picture. And suddenly now Atlanta United, which had been very, very thin at left back through the year, suddenly now with a lot of depth as we go into the playoffs, which is a good sign.
And the thing that, you know, it's so interesting to see how over the last season or so, you know, Gressel has been a guy, Mike, that from the wing can give amazing service, as they say, you know, for guys who don't follow soccer. Just putting the ball almost like on your attacking player's feet, you know, from distance. And then Garza has that speed element, you know, where he races down the, I mean, there's so many different things each guy brings to the table, which, you know, Tata can throw in the mix.
And he's a veteran. And, you know, after the Chicago match, you know, your next two matches are going to be on the road. You're going to be at Toronto the final week of the regular season. You'll be on the road for the first leg of the conference semifinal the Sunday after that. I think Tata is going to lean more towards veterans, guys who have been there before. It doesn't mean that George Bello wouldn't be in the lineup in that situation, but I just think Garza gives you a sense of calm, a sense that you have a guy back there who knows what he's doing, who's been on that kind of stage before and can flourish in it, because those two road matches are not going to be easy for Atlanta United at all. Toronto will be playing to try to keep Atlanta United from breaking their points record in a season. And then, obviously, you're going to have the pressure of a road playoff match on November 4th.
Mike Conte joining us here on Dukes and Bell. What do you make about the Arsenal and Miggy rumors? You know, of course, we've heard the numbers or the projected numbers. What do you make of this, Mike?
I think it's fake news. I think it's literally fake news. I mean, someone in Latin America manufactured a quote that was attributed to Darren Eagles, who's the alter ego of Darren Eales, I guess.
Right. What about Arthur Blanco? Did Arthur Blanco comment on this?
I don't know. I haven't seen Arthur. I haven't seen Mr. Blanco make a comment yet, but who knows? Maybe he will. No, I mean, this is what happens in the international transfer market. The journalistic standards in other parts of the world are a little bit different than what we have in the United States. It's just something we're going to have to get used to. I thought Darren's comment with you yesterday was very revealing. Maybe if it was triple the number that had been reported, he might consider it. A lot of people don't know Darren, before he got to Spurs, was a barrister. He was a lawyer. What do lawyers do? They negotiate to keep cases from getting into the courtroom. And Darren's a master negotiator. He's a really sharp guy. He's Ivy League educated. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's saying every time he goes on the air with you. So that, to me, I think was the most solid, concrete thing we can take out of any of this, the comments that Darren made to you yesterday. But remember, even if Almirone was to be sold to Arsenal or Leicester City, as was reported today, or wherever, it's not going to happen until the winter transfer window, which means Miggy is going to be here all the way through the MLS Cup final.
And that's the thing, guys. As I know, some of us are learning more about it, or maybe you followed soccer over the years. I always thought, Mike, and this is a conversation I had with a couple of our buddies at the match last week, Isn't Miggy a little slight, though, for the English Premier League? Because if you look, for instance, when we played last week, right, and you see the Revolution, all the guys in the MLS are that size, but they can all move. Whereas, you know, here in the MLS, it's a little bit different. Wouldn't Miggy be a better fit in Spain, perhaps?
I'd love to see him in Italy or Spain.
Right.
But I think the fact that the Premier League and there are some Premier League clubs that are in on him, I think is a validation of his level of talent. Remember, Miguel Almiron's not that old. I mean, he's still, right. You know, in his early to mid-20s, which is kind of the sweet spot for soccer players who are looking to hit the transfer market. You know, he could go to a Premier League club, and that club could loan him to somewhere else for him to refine whatever he needs to refine. So I'm with you. I get where you're going with that. I take it as, again, though, validation. I mean, it's not often when an MLS player is sold to a Premier League club for that kind of money. You could be talking about one of the more expensive transfers in MLS history if and when it finally does happen. It's an indication of how much Miguel Almiron is respected around the world.
Tell us about Chicago Fire and what you expect in this next match.
You know, Chicago's not very good, but they came in here for the U.S. Open Cup in June and really dominated Atlanta United, got the 1-0 win. Now, I understand Atlanta United didn't have, like, really a fully first-choice lineup that night, but we know Chicago is capable. They play the high press. They aren't as talented as New York Red Bulls, but they play the same kind of system. So I don't think it's going to be a comfortable match a week from Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but Atlanta United, certainly superior in terms of talent, in terms of technical skill. The thing that you have to keep in mind, guys, is if Atlanta United wants to win the Shield, and I think the comments of Darren yesterday, the comments from some of the players over the last couple weeks, they really do want to win the Shield. Atlanta United has got to win these last two matches, and I think it is very, very critical in this Chicago match. Goal difference is going to start coming into play now, because if Atlanta United were to win and Red Bulls were to draw against Philadelphia Union a week from Sunday, that is certainly a very plausible scenario. Atlanta United would be 3 points ahead of Red Bulls, but if they were to lose to Toronto and if Red Bulls were to beat Orlando, which is a near certainty on that end, it could come down to goal difference. And Atlanta United has had 3 goals pulled off their goal difference lead over Red Bulls over the last 2 weeks. They only have a 1-goal advantage in goal difference right now. So not only does Atlanta United need to beat Chicago, but, boy, if there was ever a time to get a 4-0 or a 5-0 win, this would be it, because it could come into play in determining who wins the Supporters' Shield.
It's a Mike Conti guy's talking about our Atlanta United, and that's what made that last goal, or last, I guess, last two-minute goal, if you will, so frustrating last week against New England. But here's the thing, Mike, and for those who are not following, Philadelphia has gotten really hot. Philadelphia Union is really a different team, probably even the last time we saw them. But Mike Conti's with us. Mike, who is this wonderful financial institution which brings us your brilliance each week?
I'm glad you asked, Mike. It's Associated Credit Union, the way banking should be.
All right, let me ask you this, buddy boy. I know we ask you this probably every other week. We brought Barco in, a lot of expectation because of the transfer fee to get him from up in South America, down in South America, up here. What is his role if Miggy's absence is extended? I mean, can he do some of the things that Miggy does, or is another guy down in South America whose nickname is Pity going to take over for Miggy down the road?
Well, I don't know about beyond this year. I mean, no one named Pity is going to be playing for the rest of this year. So it's going to be Barco while Almiron is out, I think, as the number 10. It doesn't have to be him. It could be Julian Gressel. It could be Kevin Kratz. It could be Andrew Carlton. You could push Darlington Nagbia. There are a lot of different options. And Tata Martino, in his Spanish-language comments after the match last Saturday, had said, you know, yeah, it was Barco in this match, but we could go another direction down the road. But I think what makes the most sense, and Jason Longshore was just talking about this on Stoppage Time on 92.9thegame.com, the easiest solution is to just plug Barco into the number 10. You can stay in the 3-5-2. He's got a skill set that's suited for it. I think this is a great opportunity for Ezequiel Barco. I really do. I think he's been the subject of some very, very harsh, unfair criticism because a lot of people haven't understood. Ezequiel Barco was not brought here to score goals. He was brought here to create opportunities, and he has done that. You look at his passing. You look at his technical ability. You look at his uncanny ability to draw fouls. That's almost unbelievable. So he's creating free kicks and set pieces. He's done everything that he was brought here to do as far as create opportunities. He has not scored a lot of goals. That's not why he was brought here. So I don't think it's a fair narrative, but now I think Barco has a chance to take control of the narrative about him, because he is going to have a very crucial role in these final two regular season matches if Miguel Almiron cannot play. If he goes out and he turns in two man-of-the-match caliber performances and Atlanta United wins both those matches, you can make the argument, hey, if not for Barco, we wouldn't have won the Shield. So I think it's a really good opportunity for him, and I look forward to seeing it against Chicago Fire, because I think a player like him against a physical team in Chicago can really create a lot of mismatches against the Fire.
I've been asked this question, Mike, and I'll present it to you. Last thing, catchphrases. And then a guy asked me, he says, does Conte have these catchphrases that he says when the guys score, or is that something he comes up with? And I said, I will ask him next time we get him on to talk about the five stripes.
Absolutely not. I'm not Jim Nance. I don't rehearse anything in advance. I'm serious. And honestly, like I watch other guys do this. I watch Nance call golf tournaments with his, you know, pre-rehearsed.
Sure.
You know, right. Oh, Duke is the king of the dance or whatever. I can't stand that. I don't rehearse any of it. It's just what comes out of my head naturally. The Gresselmania thing has kind of become a thing. I can't take credit for it. Someone else put that idea in my head. But no, I don't rehearse any of it. I probably would be a better announcer if I did, but that's not the way I roll. I just want it to come naturally.
Well, it's better spontaneous, Mike. Great job as always. Mike Conte, it's our Five Stripes preview.
Yeah, some people have a way with words. Other people not have way, as Steve Martin used to say. Great job, Mikey. We'll see you back in studio tomorrow, man.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.